Greetings! Dr. Nielsen here. Man, it's great to be back. It is great to be back. I tell you what, it's been a couple weeks or more since my last podcast, but you know, you got to take care of family. And I mean, this is the podcast, Holistic Family. Well, that is where I have been. Oh, yes, oh, yes. My wife had a sweet little baby girl. It was absolutely amazing. We had that baby exactly 2 weeks ago. And yes, I've been kind of out taking care of family, being with family. It was such a wonderful time. We really had a special, special, special time. So let's just talk a little bit about today, in fact, about relationships. No, I think I ended my last podcast with relationships, but you guys, really, that's what it boils down to, are relationships. I'll share just one brief experience about, you know, you guys know I invented the technique called emotional stress release, and I'll share one experience about that, personal experience with, because I want people to understand how you can use that. If any of you guys are following it, emotional stress release is a technique I've been, you know, forming over about the past, it's been about 10 years now, really been working on it to kind of create this technique that's simple enough for mom or dad to do, but powerful enough for a doctor like myself. I use it, you know, and being able to charge, anywhere from, for, you know, maybe a person that doesn't have as much skill, $80 an hour up to, we're actually, I'm looking at doing some packages where people pay about $6,000 an hour, where professionals come in, and I actually do some high-end kind of coaching. So it's that powerful. And it's not to be taken lightly. It's, you know, you can really help and change people's lives. So let me just give you a couple of examples. Over the past now 2 weeks, I've kind of been keeping track of some examples with emotional stress release. So this is kind of fun. I'll start off with one of the guys I'm training how to do emotional stress release, and he doesn't have, you know, he's been a patient, but he doesn't have formal background in being a doctor. He doesn't have formal background and is highly educated, but he has a desire to help people. And so he's been kind of an apprenticeship with me and been learning. He's working on getting certified. So part of the certification process is he has to actually go out there, get the hours in, and then he has to actually go out and work with different people. He has a number of people that he has to work with and a number of hours that he has to work with those people. So one of his coworkers right now, in fact, he does more like landscape, and so one of his coworkers in landscape, but he's really trying to break from that and be able to start doing something, you know, with his mind and get paid more for his expertise. So if you can imagine, you know, getting paid, you know, like 15, 20 bucks an hour to going to getting paid now, who knows, 50 bucks an hour, $40 an hour, doubling that, you know, just by learning a specific technique. So one of the cool things he is telling one of his coworkers, hey, in order to become certified, I've got to be able to figure out how to do muscle testing and emotional stress release. And he was explaining to his coworker what it was. And so he is telling him, you know, you hold your arm out and then I test, and we can test congruent or incongruent statements. Basically like yes, no answers to see if they're truths for you, if that's your reality, that's your emotional reality. And so his coworker, they were stopped in the truck and he was working. He was muscle testing and they were on a little break and he started muscle testing. And he showed the guy, all right, so I want you to, you know, say your name And then, you know, hold your arm strong and then say your name and let's see if it stays strong, which would be a congruent statement. Some of the research done by Dr. Daniel Monti in 1999 showing that with a dynamometer, they could actually use congruent and incongruent statements. And a congruent statement, or a yes answer for most of you to understand that better, you're going to have a strong muscle, and then a no answer, like the muscle would weaken. So he had the guys say his name, and it was totally strong. He had him say another name, and it weakened. And he did that several times to kind of show the guy how it worked. And the guy started kind of perplexed. And then he said, all right, so this is what I'm going to do. And I don't recommend this for all of you, unless you actually do have some experience and quite confidence. But this was kind of fun, because sometimes a person being tested, they can actually, if they're not being truthful, yeah. Anyway, so next what he did is kind of cool. He said, all right, I don't know how many siblings you have, but I'm going to figure out how many siblings you have. So I just want you to hold strong again. And he went through and he tested. He's like, okay, four siblings, weak. Three siblings, okay. He's like, you have three siblings. And he told him, like, how many, if I remember correctly, how many girls there were in his family. Anyways, so he told him how many siblings he had. And the guy was kind of starting to get blown away. So then he said, so the guy's like, the person being tested, he's like, okay, tell me what my favorite sport is. Because again, this the guy tester, you know, the health coach didn't know. And so he said, okay, I'll tell you what your favorite sport is. Go ahead and hold your arm up. And the kid being tested, he's like, okay, it went weak on football, it went weak on basketball. And then the health coach tested it, and it was strong on soccer. And he's like, it's soccer. And the kid was absolutely blown away. He's like, not a kid. I'm talking like a young man, actually. Like, I'm going to say like in his 20s. Absolutely blown away. He's kind of like, wait, what? You know, like, what? How did you figure that out? And so that was just kind of an introduction. This guy who's going for certification is starting to realize the power of this. So then a couple of other experiences. So how else have we used this? And me personally, besides patients, I just want to explain how I've used this in my family. So I've used this for one daughter who, one of my children who didn't want to brush their hair, was having a struggle brushing their hair. And it was kind of this power struggle with mom. And that was developed as subconscious emotion passed down, that when there's a struggle, it becomes a battle and she has to win. So consequently, if she felt like she was in a battle, that she had to brush her hair or not brush her hair, she would actually go against that and not brush her hair to show that she was winning the battle. Okay. Another one was, and this one is actually interesting, but for nursing, there have been several times when three times specifically, maybe four times even, where our brand new infant didn't want to nurse. So my wife asked me to check and find out what was going on. And, you know, I'm not going to explain the full thing. If you guys want to learn more, obviously you can learn more. You can be a part of our Facebook group. It's a paid Facebook group, but I explain more on how this works. But the baby wouldn't eat. We went through the muscle testing, emotional stress release, cleared out the emotions that were causing her to not want to eat. I'll just tell you one that's kind of interesting. And it absolutely blows my mind, because we store all these memories and emotions. And you guys, emotions are what fuel us. You guys, emotions and our feelings about things is what makes us take action or inaction. So we don't take action, right? We don't brush our hair, because of certain emotions that create patterns, that create behavior, that creates our character. So my little baby infant didn't want to eat. I'm going through testing, finding out. And what I figured out, most interesting thing, but with our first child, my wife had pumped. All right, we had a bunch of extra milk, which obviously her milk is golden. And she, meaning she eats a very, very clean diet. And we're talking, you know, anyways. So she had about, honestly, about 2 gallons saved up. And we had so much that we took it from our freezer and we put it over into my parents at that time lived close by us, so we put it into their big deep freeze, and everything was fine until, for whatever reason, their freezer thawed because the power got shut off. You know, the power went out, their freezer went off for a long period of time, the milk thawed, and we couldn't use it all, and it all spoiled. All the milk went bad. So we're talking like 2 gallons of Premier milk went bad. Now, we didn't even remember that, you guys, but because of that, my wife had an emotion as well, and the baby had an emotion. I mean, something we didn't even think about. I mean, who would think about that? Who would even think about the fact that my wife had an emotion that she didn't want to waste milk? The baby didn't want to eat too much milk because she didn't want it to waste, because my wife had that emotion. She sensed that from my wife. I know, you could be like, no, there's no way. But let me tell you, she wouldn't eat. We cleared the emotions. She starts eating again. Okay, she wouldn't eat. We cleared the emotions. She started eating again. You can say whatever you want to say. But you guys, I'm just telling you, I'm bringing this to the world now because now is the time that we need this more than ever. We need the ability to be able to communicate. We need the ability to break through. We need the ability to get unstuck so that you can rise to the top, so that you can be the person that you were meant to be, to live your meaningful mission and stop holding back, to stop being weighed down by all of your emotions that are keeping you back. You guys, I'm Dr. Nielsen. I hope that helps. And I hope that you live in wholeness every day. Good day. Hello. This is Dr. Brandon Nielsen coming your way. Yes. Oh, yes. I can't believe it. It's been a little while, but I tell you what, I have been here and I've just been waiting for you. Or maybe you've been waiting for me, but I'll tell you what. I want to talk about today something very special. And that would be relationship bonds. So there are trauma bonds, there are manipulation bonds, but more importantly, in matrimony or matrimonial bonds, or in those bonds of your ideal relationship or intimate relationships, we talk about the four bonds. And I'm going to keep this short, but the four bonds are physical, emotional, spiritual, and sexual. So I like to think of them as the index finger, the middle finger, the ring finger, or the fourth finger, and then the fifth digit, like the pinky, right? So again, physical, emotional, spiritual, and sexual bonds. This is what I'll say, and think about in your matrimonial relationship, or in your relationship that you're hoping to someday be married to someone. And I'm not going to go super deep into this, but what I'll say is this. Physical bond is the ability to commit to someone physically. Like you've committed, you said yes, or you've given yourself to them in the sense that you're willing to buy a house together. You're willing to play on a physical level. The emotional bond is based upon the fact, am I safe? And am I safe to speak? All right, emotional. Am I safe to speak? The spiritual bond is based upon, am I heard? Okay, am I heard? Then the fourth bond is the sexual bond. A lot of times people think, oh, sexual bond is just all about, you know, doing, touching one another in the sense of intimately. But actually, it's am I understood and being understood, all right? Now, I'm going to be teaching on this tonight. And just so you know, I've got to give a shout out to Dr. Chris Peterson and Dr. Jared Nielsen. Dr. Chris Peterson for coming up with the bonds, and then Dr. Jared Nielsen for more fully developing these bonds. And then and then I've just taken this to also a different level. But I just wanted to give you guys that. Think about your relationship, especially if you're thinking of getting married or what type of marriage you want to have. And I'll tell you this, 80-20 rule, 80% of you will actually never be understood, and therefore you will lack in your communication, So the top five problems in marriage will be money, disagreements. The most common disagreements are over money, sex, how to raise children, religious, and then health. And it's all based upon, though, you guys, communication. And most of you will never be understood because you never are actually able to completely commit. And so that's why you'll see a lot of people don't get married, because they won't physically commit. And then the next one, they won't create a safe place to be heard, or to speak, a safe place to be heard, and then they'll never be understood. So I hopefully that helps, and we will talk to you guys soon. Thanks so much. I'm Dr. Nielsen, and remember this, to live in wholeness every day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.